The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's reflect on Liverpool's exit in the EFL Cup, the semi-final second leg. Maybe just didn't feel like they did it enough. Let's talk with former boss Roy Evans. Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
They didn't, did they, really? Over the two legs, just wasn't enough there.
No, I don't think they did. We had lots of possession in the two games, of course, but possession doesn't win you games, and the end product just wasn't there yesterday. And it was a very mediocre performance. Liverpool, to be fair, up until actually the day we beat City, the 1st of January, in a great position, obviously in the league and in both cups, but we just really struggled a little bit since then, and just been not the Liverpool team we saw in the first half of the season.
Can you put your finger on it, Roy? Especially January. I mean, the month has been miserable, hasn't it? I mean, a draw with Sunderland, a draw with Plymouth, and then, of course, Southampton beating us in the first leg. Draw with United, just narrowly beat Plymouth, and then the defeat to Swansea, and then last night.
Yeah, just the creativity side. I mean, the movement, I think, up front has been really poor. I don't think they've been getting into spaces a little. I mean, obviously, teams are going to come and sit back because they've seen us struggle against that. But we've got to be more creative, and you've got to have that little bit of movement to get behind defences, and the ball's got to come quicker. And yeah, well, okay, we're great with possession, we're moving it from side to side, but if you don't get in and behind teams that sit there, you're going to struggle. And of course, when you do get the chances, and we had, like, certainly in the second half, Daniel Sturridge had two really good chances, which you'd expect him with his ability. They were difficult, obviously, in terms of volleys, but he made two really poor efforts, stuck him over the bar. Philip Coutinho, again, somebody with great talent, you'd expect him to stick his chance away, but it just isn't going Liverpool's way at the moment.
We've seen that recurring theme, haven't we, where they dominate matches. They get like 70% of matches, but as you say, that creative spark that's needed seems to be missing on quite a lot of occasions.
Well, we're very predictable at this moment. I mean, you look at it and you expect it to be quicker as we were at the start. But the creative side of the midfield for me is, Lallana's just gone back to where he was before. He was scoring goals, creating chances. He saw very little of him in the game yesterday. Obviously, Mane is a big miss, but you can't just blame it down to one man. We've been not good without one players before. So again, it's just the whole situation is starting to just be difficult. And if we're not careful, we could end up out of everything. Obviously, we've got another cup tie coming up, and the league position is still decent. Obviously, we'd like to be thinking about winning the Premiership. But the main thing, I think, is that we qualify for Europe in that fourth place or whatever. So, yeah, we've just got to make sure the whole thing doesn't sort of fade away, and we've just got to step up our game again.
What's your thoughts on, if I pick out one player in particular, Emre Can, what's your thoughts on him and how? Because he seems to split opinion as to whether, you know, he fits or works within that midfield. What do you see his role as, Roy?
Well, I'm not sure at the end of the day. I mean, he runs around and he picks up little passes and he makes short passes back and that. But I don't see any creative side to Emre Can at the minute. And, OK, you might say, well, he's in the defensive midfield position and he breaks things up. But as I say, you can't afford. We've got Henderson who has been doing that job really well over the season. I just feel we lack that creative side of midfield players. I mean, obviously, we can't compare everybody with Steven Gerrard. But people like that who used to break from deep positions, make great runs, pick out great passes. They just seem to be, as I say, the midfield seems to be so predictable. But then, I say, the people in front of them, the forwards, they've got to give them people to hit. And we're just not doing that.
It's amazing how the sights have had to be reset over the past few weeks. I mean, even as far back as maybe 2-3 weeks, people were still saying, yeah, possible Premier League winners. Now we're saying top four would be great. And then obviously before yesterday, we were saying, well, a cup win would just make everything. It would be the start of a little bit of impetus, start of some sort of run. And each time we're having to reset the sights.
Yeah, that's very true. And okay, I'll say that the Wolves will come and do exactly the same, won't they? They'll come to Anfield and make it difficult for Liverpool to play. And you've just got to find a way. And we don't seem to be anywhere near. I mean, since Chelsea came and did it and it became a known thing, we don't seem to come up with a plan B. Brendan Rodgers, Jurgen Klopp. I mean, we've got no real threat from an aerial point of view. So when teams do pack, we can't exactly lump balls into the box because we don't have that real aerial ability. Mm. But we just don't have an answer, and someone's got to come up with that. Otherwise, we're going to struggle against any team that we play against.
It doesn't look like he's going out in this transfer window and just buying anyone, does it? I mean, it seems like it will be the same squad that continues into February.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. Obviously, you're going to lose money, and you don't know how long it's for, depending on how well they're doing. They seem to be doing okay, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. But at the same time, you still should be looking somewhere just to boost your squad and give it that lift. And again, obviously, you've got to be selective. You only want players that are going to come in and prove your team. But we just don't seem to be that interested. I think he's obviously made inquiries, and maybe the players he wants, he can't get at this stage. But I just think for the whole club and the fans, a decent signing would give everybody a real lift.
And it just felt a little bit flat, didn't it? I thought even when the game got going last night, it didn't feel like it had a cup semi-final atmosphere inside Anfield.
Well, it's the old situation, the chicken and egg. You know, who starts off? Do the fans get behind the players? But the players have got to give the fans something to shout about. And as we say, we're all sitting there watching it, and it's so predictable. So it's really difficult for the fans to really get into it. I mean, they try their best. I mean, even the game before against Swansea, we got back in the game. And the fans are roaring and shouting, and then we sort of faded again and let them go and win the game. So it's just a phase, and I had one myself in my time as a manager. We had it in November. We couldn't win a game in November, and this January is becoming something of the same.
Need to snap out of it. I know the boss last night lashed out at Martin Atkinson, the referee, said the team should have had a penalty. I sort of thought he was just sort of, I don't know. I'm not convinced that was a penalty at the end of the day. Have you seen it again, Roy?
I haven't seen it again. No, obviously we don't get on until late after you finished working there. But that's one of those. At the time, you think maybe it's a penalty and whatever. But most, our players didn't go mental for it. Mm. It wasn't one of them, and so. At the end of it all, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not a fan of the referees or the linesmen at the minute. They're all, for me, having a pretty poor time in certainly the Premier League and these games. But at the same, we can't be blaming the referee. At the end of the day, we didn't do enough ourselves, and you know, Southampton probably over the two legs deserve to go through.
And just before the game yesterday, obviously, I saw you in the Carlsberg Lounge, and Phil Neal was in there, and Phil said he felt this was sort of a critical point within the season. He said we win and we go on to big things, we lose and it sort of resets the sights time. Does it feel that sort of critical stage to you, Roy?
It does, yeah. As we said, you're not winning games. All that confidence that we've had throughout the first part of the season. And I say, if we're obviously out of the League Cup, and now you've got the FA Cup coming the weekend, which obviously you would hope to beat Wolves, although nothing is a given. But if you're not careful, you could be out of everything. And we've just got to pick up and maybe a good meeting today with the players and have a chat and talk to them and say, come on, we've got to start doing it with the high tempo which gave us a success in the first half of the season. So we're not out of everything. We've still got the FA Cup, we've still got a decent place in the league, but we can't afford to have too many more step up.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.